Japanese architect Toyo Ito is the latest winner of the Pritzker Architecture Prize. As NPR's Nara Ulabi reports, that's the equivalent of a Nobel in the architecture world.
Toyo Ito called from his office in Tokyo, in the most densely populated city in the world, to discuss what moves him aesthetically.
Air and wind and water, these metaphors that I find in nature, that's always the inspiration for my architecture.
Ito's architecture creates fluidity between nature and humanity.
So people can feel the wind and people can feel the air.
Urban environments, says Ito, often feel intended to keep us apart. He wants to redesign them to bring us together.
I would like to use architecture to create bonds between people who live in cities, and even use it to recover the communities that used to exist in every single city.
To that end, Toyo Ito built a media tech, a kind of cutting-edge public library in the Japanese city Sendai back in 2001. It's a transparent cube composed of tubes and platforms. It's open, says architecture professor Dana Buntrock.
People just wander in from the sidewalks, and they collect moms with strollers, kids just running down the sidewalk, kids from America who came to see the trendy building. They're all kind of mixed up together in this space.
The media tech was struck 2 years ago by the same earthquake that triggered the Fukushima nuclear meltdown. YouTube videos shot from inside show terrified people crouching under gorgeously designed lime green desks. But Toyo Ito's pioneering technology made the building resilient, says the New Republic's architecture critic, Sarah Williams-Goldhagen.
You know, the media tech has these tubular-like things that look like trees or waving grasses in the wind. They allowed the building to move with the earthquake and survive.
Survival was at the heart of the 1976 house Toyo Ito built for his sister, says Professor Dana Buntrock.
Yeah, white you.
His sister was then a recent widow with two little girls. The house Ito built for them was smooth, white, shaped protectively like a U.
He wanted to be there to support his sister after she lost her husband and just hold her in something that both was enclosed and yet felt like something you could move outward from.
When the girls grew up, Ito's sister decided to move. The family debated what to do with the house for a year. They ended up tearing it down.
And that was a part of the mourning process, too. To be able to build the house, but also to accept that it was time to move on. And that's very much part of Ito-san, too. He is not as invested in his buildings being here after he's gone.
Toyo Ito has built his share of showpieces. The Fire Engine Red Tower in Barcelona, Spain. A completely solar-powered stadium in Taiwan. But he's also poured his philosophy into a public kindergarten and a community center for old people.
You know, what he's trying to tell people is so hard for them to hear. That the building isn't really about the structure, that the building isn't really about its environmental performance. The building is about the people inside of it. You'd think that'd be such an easy message. But in our practices right now, a sexy form goes a lot further than 8 or 10 grannies that want to hang around your building on a Thursday afternoon.
Grannies actually matter to Toyo Ito and grandchildren. He started teaching primary school students about architecture. And the only time he switched to English in our interview was when asked what gives him pleasure in the wake of his Pritzker win.
I enjoy teaching the primary students so much.
Teaching young children about architecture might be the latest way for Toyo Ito to build something profound. Nara Ulabi, NPR News.